Furnaces office.
Yes, who am I speaking to, please?
Melissa.
How you doing, Melissa? Garrett, right?
I'm doing well, Garrett. How are you?
I'm the one that called you, that went in your office last Friday, and I didn't call you yesterday, April 1st, because I figured you might think it was an April Fool's joke, so I decided to call you on April 2nd. I'm the one.
Actually, today's the first, but thank you.
Okay. Anyway, Melissa, did you by any chance check out that website, jimbikeman.tk, where I had a death threat by this person? Did you by any chance call Lisa Stutzel, the state's attorney's office, to find out why it is they even pursued the charges against me in the first place? And also about the library thing, where I was barred from the library because all I was trying to do was safeguard my fellow Americans, where a super bright green laser was shined in my eyes, and the only people I know of that would have something like that would be law enforcement. That's in case 07-07-860-MMMO. Have you done anything so far, Melissa?
I've made phone calls, but I'm still waiting on return calls back.
Okay, who did you call?
Lisa Stutzel.
And she hasn't called you back yet?
Not yet.
When did you call?
I'll call her again once I get off the phone with you there and see what's going on.
Yeah, Melissa, see, here's the thing. I don't know how dangerous this person is. I went down to the Bay County Courthouse. His name is Danny Cashmere Pipus. He's got a previous pulling a knife on somebody. I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there he's pulled knives on. And what I'm trying to figure out here is, why is it I had the charges put on me? Why is it the cops didn't check to see that he had a previous pulling a knife on somebody, or did they know? And with the library, the Bay County Library there, the cops knew that I was putting together a world-class case against them. And I'm just trying to figure out, does everybody, do they just let the cops do as they damn well please, even though they're doing racketeering? You remember when I read you, you read to me under racketeering? Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And I showed you...
Government. Mm-hmm.
Government as well. Well, this is what's going on right now. And so is the state's attorney's office, or are they, stonewalling you? Is that okay?
No, sir, I don't think that's what they're doing.
Two times, Melissa, I have gone to the state's attorney's office. I said, I want to know who the previous victims were of this person. I've gone to the public pretender's office, and they won't even tell me.
It may be, if they're minors, some of that information it's not public information. As to who victims were in certain cases.
Oh, really? In other words, that's a world-class perfect waste. In other words, a cop, all they'd have to do is declare somebody that they don't like as a the aggressor and set it up to where somebody assaults somebody and they declare them the victim and then they can't find out the previous records. That's okay to do that? To use any kind of crooked stuff like that? Don't you think them cops ought to go to prison on this?
Well, I don't know that that's what they're doing. I don't want to pass judgment on them if I don't have all the facts together. I can't tell you for sure that's what happened.
All right, let me tell you the facts, okay? For 10 years, this person, did you listen to the recording there where I heard that death threat? You heard it that day, right?
I listened to the recording. It's still very faint to make out, but I did listen to the recording.
Well, anytime if a cop wanted to use... There was Amanda Lewis, okay? She's in prison for the rest of her life on Trump... I reasonably believe trumped-up charges where she's accused of drowning her little boy in Washington County, okay?
But yes, sir.
They have a 7-year-old that can testify? And yet at the same time, Lisa Stutzel is saying that I'm incompetent to tell the truth? Do I sound like I'm just a little bit smarter than a 7-year-old?
Yes, sir.
All right, now if I'm a little bit smarter than a 7-year-old, how come is it Joe Grammer decides to destroy the life of a little kid? Can you imagine for the rest of his life, guess what, A.J. Cotton, you know what you did? You put your mother in prison for the rest of your life. You can write him off. He's not going to be right for the rest of his life. Now, when you say that you don't have all the facts, all right, I'll be glad to give you the facts, okay? And then you can check them out. All right, number one, for 10 years, this person, if you listen to the first recording there, he acknowledges for 10 years that he has been terrorizing me, stalking me, doing whatever he is. I reasonably believe the cops knew about it. I reasonably believe the cops encouraged him, possibly paid him, okay, to do this, okay? Now, on top of that, I have a bike on my bike. You've seen that bike, says, be nice, that sign?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that not a hate crime then? The cops did a hate crime. Now, on top of that, if this guy thought that I was a retard, okay, I'm a retard. That makes it a further hate crime, right? And if I was homeless on top of that, that makes it a fourth hate crime. Right? Hello?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay, now. All right, now, here's the facts. I was going to the library on September 11th, 07, amazingly on 9/11, and I was on my way to go on the library. And does strong language offend you if it's not directed towards you, what he said? Hello?
What?
Do you mind if I quote what he said?
Sure.
Okay, you're a dumb fuck. I can't even tell you the number of times that he said that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Threaten me with a knife. As a matter of fact, I was at a concert called Ted Shoemate, where I practiced guitar, okay, and I was listening to this jazz guitarist, okay. He happened to have been there at the jazz festival, giving me mean stares. Now, what I'm trying to figure out here is, he's got a previous assault record on somebody, okay, yet they're protecting him, just like in the Mike Nifong trial. Was it North Carolina? You remember?
Who called the police in that incident? Do you know who filed that report or who made that claim?
No. As a matter of fact, and see, what's amazing is my witnesses against me, the cops made sure to get witnesses against me.
Yes, they usually have to get witnesses.
But they don't get any favorable witnesses that were in my favor. They don't collect any favorable evidence on my side. They don't allow me, while events are clearest in my mind, to be able to write down my side, have possible precious evidence, precious witnesses.
Well, it's supposed to be non-biased. You're supposed to gather the facts, not necessarily make it one side stronger than the other. Just necessarily gather the facts.
And would you say if my side is not written down anywhere, would you say that they were impartial?
Were you given a statement? Were you allowed to make a statement?
Let me ask you something. If my fingers aren't broken, what is the reason why I can't write my own handwriting? Would you like it that if the only thing you could do is make words that a cop can twist? See, a statement means you don't get to put it in your own handwriting. You don't get to say it yourself. Don't they have tape recorders themselves? See what I'm saying?
They do. There's many different ways to take down a statement, though.
It could be
a verbal statement. It could be a written statement.
But does a statement mean, does that mean the accused gets to put it down in their own handwriting, or does that mean that the cops decide to twist the words any way they want?
Cops should not twist it. No, that they're there to be impartial towards both sides and just take down the facts.
And that's right. And if my fingers aren't broken, and my voice is still able to work, then they are supposed to take down exactly what I say, right? That's right, and they didn't. So they're under racketeering. Not only that, there's a Troy Sharamick, if you'll listen to the recording there. There's also a Coretta Tooney that nowhere exists anywhere. She's in the pictures there. She doesn't exist nowhere in the report. Sergeant Carvin says that it was a complete report. Nowhere does it talk about in there. Nowhere does it mention the facts are that this person was previously arrested before. Okay? Now, would you, no disrespect to you, but would you like it to where, say, like a cop don't like you and they decide to frame you up like that?
Yes, sir, I wouldn't. I don't believe anyone would appreciate anything like that happening.
And then at the library, see, the thing is, okay, I'm at the library. I go to the library on a regular basis. Would you mind writing down this tracking number? This is my tracking number that I memorized. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
266-3200-1857-143. Do you mind reading that back, please?
266-3200-1857-143.
And that is my tracking number. And that'll...
Your tracking number for what?
My computer at the library.
Okay.
See, that right there will prove, they might say, oh, well, he did, he just hung around and slept in the library or something like that. Now, the effects on there, I came up about 6:30 at the library. It was dark. The only people I know that would have a super bright green laser and know how to get one would be law enforcement, okay? I was St. Andrew's Towers there on the third or fifth floor in the corner there. A super bright green laser was shined in my eyes. It hurt me real bad. Now, what I did is, talking about like this, if I'm talking to you like this, does it sound like I'm screaming?
You have a raised voice, but...
But would it be something, say, like, for instance, if the doors are closed at the library,
mm-hmm.
you know where the bike rack is out by the library, right?
Yes, I do.
That's probably a good 75 feet away from the closed doors, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, Melissa, I want to thank you, first of all, for your professional courtesy. So anyway, I'm trying to be a concerned citizen. From the library, they have these pamphlets saying, be aware of possible terrorist activities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen a super bright green laser, and if you do research on it, a super bright green laser has the ability to take down a passenger jet. Did you know that?
No.
They are that bright. They can shine 5 miles in the air. They can shine 5 miles... 30,000 feet on an object. Is that close to 5 miles?
30,000 feet?
Yes, they can shine 30,000 feet on an object. So anyway...
Yes, that would be 5 miles.
I don't know. Okay, let's put it this way. When I get past my fingers and toes, I can't count that well, okay? Okay, Melissa. All right, so anyway, this librarian person comes out, which I believe was part of the conspiracy, said... You disturbed two customers there. I said, pardon me. I said, here I am. I'm trying to explain my side, and he is intentionally interrupting me, trying to derail my train of thought. I got out. First of all, I was in the parking lot. I called the Bay County Sheriff's Department, 747-4700. I also called the Panama City Police Department, 872-3100. I called the dispatchers, and they were like, well, who are you? Who are you? They was like they were laughing, okay? So he comes out. I said, look. I said, did they tell you what I was saying? Give me the names of the people. What was the content of the conversation? And then this person, after causing me to push my buttons... Now, imagine all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep something that could blind a passenger going down to coming, you know, in there. And it is a third-degree felony to shine a laser, if you'll do the research there, to shine a laser on anybody in a passenger car is a third-degree felony. Now, I don't know anybody else except law enforcement that would have the ability, access to a super bright green laser that would normally have one. So anyway... Here I am. I'll be honest with you. I hollered when that person, if somebody's unreasonable to you, have you ever lost it when somebody's unreasonable to you and shown unreasonableness back to them?
I'm sure I have.
Okay, you've lost it before. Okay, we all lose it. But here I am. There's these flyers that they have saying, watch out for terrorist activity. So that's all I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to be a good American. And did you hear that tape there where the cop is conspiring to keep me from going to the library? I didn't say a rowdy bar where I get in fights every night. I didn't say the rock blocks where, you know, or the projects where, you know, someone might be, peddling their wares. I'm talking about the library. And what's the chances of scoring a crack rock in the library? What's the chances of getting marijuana in the library? What's the chances of getting methamphetamine?
There's chances of getting that anywhere these days, to be honest with you.
Pardon me?
There's ways of getting that anywhere, to be honest with you.
But would
I would not doubt anything of being able to find that even at a library.
Would normally,
I mean, you can find that on schools, at church choirs, anything.
Would normally somebody going to a library, would that be a place to pursue illicit products?
Do what?
Would normally somebody going to a library, would that be considered something to where a place where somebody usually scores?
I don't know where someone would go to score that.
I'm saying at a library. Would that? I'll give you a scenario.
Well, and it's not. And that's totally negated the point. Anyways, it's not. I mean, you can score that anywhere. It's out there.
I'm
if
saying
you're looking for it, you're going to find it. I don't have any doubt in my mind that someone could do that.
Give you a choice. All right, Melissa, give you a choice.
Yes, sir.
Give you a choice. Going to the projects or going to the libraries, okay? Which ones do the people do more scoring at, the library or the projects?
Honestly, I don't know the statistics on that.
Okay, all right. So, in other words,
that's beside the point right now. But
I want an apology from the people at the library. I want to be able to get back in that library. What is the process to get me up to the state capitol so I can testify on the corruption that is going on in Panama City, Florida? What's the process?
Well, I mean, it has to come before a committee. Right now, there's no audience that is open to hearing that type of complaint, to be completely honest with you. If there were something, a bill going through, something of that nature to speak to, then you could go to the Capitol. By all means, that's your public right to go and testify before any committee that's hearing a bill like that.
Okay,
but right now, there's nothing of that size.
Right now that I have verbally communicated to you, we can get a bill going right now, can't we?
We could get a bill going right now. However, it is session, and all bills have already been filed. To get a bill going, we would have to wait until next year.
Okay, so there's no such thing. There's no such thing as an emergency bill, right? There's no such thing.
The governor can issue action, but right now there's no remedies for that.
Charlie Crist can issue an executive governmental order, right? Am I correct on that?
Yes, he can.
And I'm talking about as of April. You say today's April 1st?
Yes, today's April 1st.
I thought it was April 2nd because I was going to try not to call you on April Fool's Day because, you know, you might think it was a big joke, you know. But anyway, okay, so now we've established.
Let me call the state attorney's office first and get working on that issue, and then we can move on to the library.
Because
right now the library is actually out of my jurisdiction.
Oh, really? In other words, no disrespect to you.
It's a county library.
No disrespect to you.
Uh-huh.
Isn't a state representative, when people have exhausted all their means in the good old boy cop racketeering system, and they have not been able to get any kind of satisfaction? And isn't that what a representative is for? To listen to all Americans, whether they live in a home or whether they're homeless?
Sorry.
Right now, you're starting to raise your voice.
But what's going on is, yes,
okay,
we are here for you when you have exhausted all issues, and we serve as a liaison between you and government agencies and any agency that you're having problems with or having difficulty navigating. We're not here for any and all problems, however. We are the legislative side of it. If this is the judicial side, that's not necessarily where we come into play. We don't cross over into that branch.
Oh, in other words, what you're saying is when you know that there's cop racketeering going on.
I do not know that there's cop racketeering going on.
Okay, all right. Okay, you did read under 895 of the Florida statute, specifically where it said government can be cop racketeering.
Agencies can be proven and can be charged with racketeering, but I have no proof right now that that is actually happening here in Bay County, and that's why I'm going to call over to the state attorney's office and speak with Lisa and see what's going on with your case and see what I can do to help you personally.
Okay, now, here's the thing, Melissa. I love how you said personally, because you know what? How do you know by you not helping me? See, you could be. See, in your town, in this town, how long you been with the aid of
a year and a half
with Jimmy Patronus, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, I went when he was running. What's it? I think it's called at a school. I'm trying to think of the name right now. I told you before, Oakland Terrace Gardens, where there was Jerry Brown happened to have been there, and I talked personally to Jimmy Patronis when he was running for state representative. Mm-hmm. Scott Clemens was there. I asked him right in his face, I said, what have you done for 8 years? It was like I took a cattle prod and just fried his brains. He could not tell me what he had done for 8 years in the Capitol. Jerry Brown was there.
That's a large time span to relate to something. And as I said before, and I don't mean to push you off the phone right now, but there is someone in my office.
Okay, okay.
But I can. I'm going to call, like I said, the state attorney's office and find out what's happening with your case and get some more information.
Okay,
I like to get both sides of the story.
That's right. That's right. Melissa, I like that too. But you know what's really amazing? My side is nowhere. It's not been preserved on a never-controlled form. The accusers against me has had their side preserved on a number-controlled form. The cops have had on a number-controlled form. The state's attorney's on a number-controlled form.
Well, let me see what I can do to see if we can get your statement.
Not statement in my own handwriting.
Okay.
Okay, now, Melissa, here's another thing. I want to know my P.O. box. I want you to keep this to yourself. A friend of mine, access is 952. I would like you to send to me, from now on, any time that you get any kind of legislative correspondence for the general public, because I read the publication, I figured before I would talk to you, I would read the publication. It was talking about property taxes, right? Hello?
And it was also talking
about insurance problems. So in other words, letting you know, I figured that I was going to do you the courtesy and read your pamphlets that you all send out. I want to send, and I want to know, send to me, what is the process? I want to go to the Capitol. What is the process?
You want me to write out the process for you to
Send it to me. I want the process, and the thing is this is, Lena Davis wrote an article about where she's afraid she's going to be living it. Have you ever heard of Lena Davis?
No, sir, I haven't.
She's somebody that wrote about the facts are that she contracted to have a contractor build her home, stole her money,
you want me to get you some information on the process of how to get there. I can try and do that for you, and I'll mail it to your post office box once I do get that. I'm the only one right now, and there is someone waiting. Do you mind if we continue this later?
Oh, all right, okay, all right, and just one more thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I go by, would I want you to be barred from the library? Would I want it? Would I want you to be falsely charged? Where this is what's happened to me, and see, here's the thing.
And I'm trying to help you.
They won't even let me clear my name. Now, if somebody looks up my records, they go, oh, this guy's a violent person. That's what it's got down there right now. Is that right that somebody cannot clear their name? I want to interrogate that state's attorney.
I'll call and see what I can do for you, okay?
Well, all I can say is I would do it for you. I don't know all their complicated laws or anything like that. I'm a simple man. I'm going to tell you something, okay? My dedication far passes my education. Do you know that I couldn't even pass a GED? Do you know that?
No, I do not know that.
I can't.
I am here, and I'm going to try and help you with that situation.
I am limited in my
education. Get off the phone right now.
Yeah, I am, Lisa, I am limited in my education. All I've tried to do is I've tried to speak on behalf. There's a guy named poor Larry Finch. He died recently. Was thrown in jail over 100 times by them idiot clown cops. But at the same time, they have an Oktoberfest where they lay thousands of people go down the road in cars, get drunk. Okay? Now, Sergeant Corbett's in the newspapers Sunday of where he's trying to do damage control, passing out old broken up bicycles to the homeless people. Sergeant Corbett personally threw me in jail where I was in the woods practicing my guitar, Bach, Beethoven, classical guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Let me work on this first issue, and then we'll continue on with
that. Just one more thing.
No, honestly,
when we have, listen, when we have a cop oath of arrest, and a state's attorney's oath of prosecution, and then they know that when they go wrong on that they're going to prison, then we clear up the system. How about that?
let me call over to Lisa and call, check it with me, and I'll let you know what happens with those, okay?
Okay, what convenient day should I give you a call? Because I want to do it at your convenience.
Please, Thursday would be great.
Thursday on what day is that?
That's in 2 days.
Okay, 2 days.
Thursday the 3rd.
I'll give you a call about this time. I guess it's around 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's Lisa Studstill.
Yes, I have her number.
And, you know, she may be a good person, and they may have said to her, look here, you do this or else. She may be the type of person that if somebody dropped her oranges in the grocery store, she'd be down there butting heads to pick up her oranges. She may be pressured herself, which is a conspiracy under 895 of the Florida statutes, and also under United States Code Title 18, 241, 242. You let that state's attorney know she can go to prison for 10 years, $10,000 fine, and 895 of the Florida statutes.
I will.
And they took an oath.
We'll see what we can work out, okay?
And they took an oath under 876 of the Florida statutes, which is a 5-year prison sentence when they violate. Did you know that? That's 876.02 of the Florida statutes. Did you know that?
I did not, but thank you for sharing it with me.
Let me ask you something. One more thing.
No, honestly, right now I do need to go. He's been waiting here for about 20 minutes. I'm going to call Lisa, and I'm going to work on it for you, and call me back Thursday, okay?
And I'm going to say, God bless you. Is that improper?
No, sir. God bless you.
Okay.